The small business sector remains one of the key sectors where, if opportunities unlocked, real economic growth and job creation can come from it. And with digital technology, people are getting innovative in terms of the services they're able to offer. One individual who decided to set up his own thing and give innovation a go is Hanru Renike. He runs a mobile app service called Cars 1100, which offers a mobile full mechanical and vehicle history assessment before a person buys a used car. A service like this could even boost private car sales if buyers are confident enough. To tell us about the business and how he got here, I'm joined in studio by Hanru Renike. He's the founder of Cars 1100. Thanks very much for joining us, Hanru. Okay, so Hanru, on the face of it, what a great concept, and you only started recently. So what's the key offering that you're giving to the public?
So basically, the service is about offering the consumer peace of mind when they buy a secondhand car. Because you're not always sure if you're going to buy a car that's got latent defects or anything like that. But what we offer a cheap, convenient and easy-to-use service that runs on a mobile app where you can request a qualified mechanic to come to you and check the car for you. You know, we do cool things like we scan the VIN number so you can verify the car so you see it's not a cloned or a, you know, stolen car. We plug in the computer, we run diagnostic checks, and we check for things that's important, like if the car was in an accident. So we check the bodywork, we check the, you know, engine mountings, if the airbags were deployed, just to, you know, make sure the customer doesn't buy something that, you know, somebody tinkered with or had problems before.
Mm. So what locality are you operating at the moment? I mean, it's a new company. And do you charge for the assessment and the petrol that you will have used to get to the place to assess the car?
So basically, we charge a once-off fee of 770 Rand for the full assessment. That's your mechanical, your electrical assessment, and your VIN number scan. And it all runs through the app. So, you know, you call the mechanic through the app, you see the progress of the inspection on the app, and you also get then the report on the app, and then you can decide, okay, listen, this car is in a good condition, or there's some things that I need to negotiate for or with, or I should step away from the transaction. So that gives the consumer a little bit of power and say, listen, this is how the car is empowering the customer with knowledge. You know, say this is what is wrong, this is what works. Decide for yourself.
Mm. And just in terms of your reach, you know, if somebody calls you in, I don't know, Vereeniging, would you go there? What's your locality of operation?
So we're starting in Pretoria. We just launched in January of this year. So I've got one mechanic that's operating for me, and we basically running in the greater Pretoria area. Hopefully, we'll branch out, you know, to Joburg and, you know, the bigger Gauteng, and then later maybe Durban. That's if all goes well.
So you started in January. What sort of response has the business had from people who are privately buying cars?
So what we've the big problem is there's not really a service like this out there. So we have to create a new market. So what we've done is we went to these little car markets where people go and park and sell their car, you know, to speak to the people, to hand out flyers. And the people like the concept. They like the idea of, yo, I can actually get this guy that's a qualified mechanic, and he can check the car for me, and then I can decide from there on. So, you know, the response is good. It is slow because it's a new thing.
Yes.
But, you know, I think the response on the concept is good.
So at what point did you conceive of the idea to help in this, you know, area of car sales transaction space and marry it with a mobile app?
So it was kind of the idea was conceived when I was buying a car, and I almost bought a car that was in a major accident. And as I was doing the paperwork, the owner said, oh, he feels guilty and he confessed. So I was really lucky. And that's kind of where the idea came from. It's like people need something that's cheap and easy that can help them just to avoid these kind of dirty buys almost.
Mm-hmm. That's an excellent experience, and something's come out of it. Have you done anything to ensure that others don't steal your mobile app idea?
I've registered the company, and we've already developed the platform, so we're kind of ahead of the space. We're ahead of the curve with it. Basically, there's nobody in South Africa that does it the way we do it. And if you apply it in a world context, we actually, nobody in the world does it in a way we're doing it as well. And again, we're doing it in a South African context. We're actually driving, as a small business, we're driving other small businesses. So we're using qualified mechanics that we give training, and, you know, some people skills and some tax training and how to be a sole proprietor, and then incorporate them in the platform so they can actually work for themselves in this platform.
So the way that would work then is that, you know, the customer would pay a fee and that small contractor, mechanic or whatever, would get a portion of that fee.
That is correct. And he gets quite a substantial amount of that fee. And it's not just as the Uber thing where, you know, you get a certain amount. We actually empower the person, like I said, to give some training in personal relationships, some marketing tips and tricks as well.
Especially non-financial assistance.
Yeah, some you know, social media tips and things like that, how to, you know, grow your own business. And that, if, you know, if they do a good job, then, you know, my business looks good. So it's kind of a, you know, one hand washes the other hand thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So just practically speaking, how are you going to get traction in that regard in terms of getting more mechanics in the loop? Because at the moment you have one.
That's the crazy thing. When I started my research, there is so many qualified mechanics that has done their trade test that has 4 or 5 years experience but doesn't have work. So in terms of getting the people to the mechanics, the experts to run the service is not the problem. The problem is getting the word out, spreading the message, building in that if you buy a used car, this is what you need to do.
Yeah, I hear you. So look, I think you've run through some of them already, but as a small business, what are some of the challenges that you face?
So lots. It's really a learning curve, and it's great because I had to learn how to develop a digital platform, how to work the digital platform with extra service providers. I had to learn how to market something from the ground up. There's lots of running a business. You have to have a lot of skills that you can incorporate to actually grow the business and build it out. And every little stage of the business has got a different skill set that you learn. So I learned design work to design the app. I learned to development work, how to develop the app, how to run the development process, how to run the data side of the back end of the app. Now I'm learning how to, you know, spread the word, to build a community of people that might be interested in using this.
Super. No, that's great. Thanks very much, Ahanru, for speaking to us. And just remind the listeners of the app, its name, and obviously they can download it, right?
Yeah, it's Cars 1100, and you can just Google it, go onto the website and download the app. It's super simple, easy, and yeah, it's going to give you peace of mind when buying a car.
That was Henry Reniker. He's the founder of Cars 1100.